Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from six figures to seven figures and even to eight figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out. Hello guys, Alex Feritov here. So today we have an amazing guest. We have Vladislav Wagner. This guy is assassin. He's in our program, E-commerce Scaling Secrets. He's doing 35,000 euros per day on average right now in European markets, right?
Yes, European market with a little bit. We have like our small brand in the T4 market, but it's only doing like 7K US dollars per day. So the majority of the revenue is from the European market. Yes.
Nice, man. So it's like, and so mostly it's like what kind of like countries you focusing on?
The majority of sales, they come from the German market. And when I say German market, it's always Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. So we also target Switzerland. A lot of people don't do that, but we are doing it.
That's interesting. And so how is like, what portion of the sales from Switzerland would you say?
Switzerland is just like a small portion. I would say it averages about 15%. But the good thing, 15, yeah.
Nice.
But the people are like, they're very wealthy, Switzerland. And you'd have like pretty much no chargebacks or no refunds when you sell to Switzerland.
Oh, wow.
I had like I'm doing like dropshipping about like 2 years now. I think we have had like one package return from Switzerland. So it's, yeah, pretty amazing country.
Wow, man. So 15% is not a lot, but I mean, like on the volume, let's say you do like 35,000 a day, right? So that's like comes down to like 4-5,000 euros, which is okay, you know. It's like, and that's a good portion.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you said you're running like a drop shipping business like for like 2 years now?
Yes. So I started actually October 2019. I think on this day, to be honest, I just checked. I created my first ad account on the 14th October 2019.
Oh wow.
thanks, man. That's when I started drop shipping. But before that, I did like some eBay dropshipping because I didn't have like any money to pay for my ads.
Oh, no shit. Like seriously, like,
yeah.
I guess like my first business was like eBay dropshipping. Man, like that was like 2015. Like it's like, I figured out that there's like a difference between like, there's like these cases like Spigen or Spigen. Mm-hmm. And so, and I'll notice a difference like in price, like on eBay, they were like $10 or $20. And in China, there were like three. And so I would, that was my first business back in Ukraine, man.
For me, it was like a little bit different. It's pretty similar, to be honest, because like I had no money. It was like in Germany, you call it like Ausbildung, but it's a trainee program. So pretty much you don't earn any money, just like 500 euros or so. And what I did, I don't know, do you have IKEA in USA? IKEA, the Swedish furniture. So that's what I did. I did like kind of retail arbitrage. I went to like IKEA. It just duplicated every product which they had on IKEA, put it like with increased the price and sold it through eBay. So the package came straight from IKEA to the customer. I didn't have to do like the customer support, no refunds. Everything went through IKEA. But the profit margin was super slim. Yeah.
Super slim. So what was the profit margin? How much volume you've been doing?
Nothing crazy. So I did like 8 to 10% profit margin because eBay takes like 10%. That's on average. eBay takes 10% German taxes and everything. And you had to do everything manually. That's the downside. So when a customer orders on your eBay profile, you have to fill in the information manually on the IKEA store. So it took some time and I was averaging about like 1K profit per month, but I needed that money to pay for ads.
Wow. One key per, I mean, it's still good, man. How old are you like at that point?
Yeah, it's just 2.5 years back. So 22.
Okay. So what was your path before that? So you tried like, you went like typical route, like typical like school, university and stuff and like studying for something?
So yeah, I just did like regular school, everything. Germany, we have like 10 classes.
Yeah.
And after that, you go into this trainee program. But the thing is, I really always hated to have a boss. Always, I didn't want to do it. And I didn't know what I want to do. So I tried out different things. I wanted to become a chef, like really making food and everything. I did like a school 1 year there. Then I went to IT. I wanted to like do some code. but nothing worked out. So I started a trainee program as a car salesman. So I worked 3 years as a car salesman in the trainee program. And in the second year of that program, I opened like my business. And once I was finished with the trainee program, I just went full time on the dropshipping part.
Wow. So you were like, have you been like successful as a car salesman?
Well, I sold some cars. Definitely.
Which cars you were selling? Like expensive cars?
We were selling Ford. I think that's pretty big in USA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Those were the cars which we were selling, but still like, it's like limited to like one destination. And I always wanted to do something online and I wanted to be my own boss. That's like the main reason.
What's the driver behind that? Why we wanted to be your own boss? Like,
I hate it when somebody give me commands what I have to do. I have like my own mind. Yeah, it's maybe a little bit selfish. I don't know.
I think it's like it's better if you change that in yourself and you just like go back to do. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, man. I got that. Yeah,
that's you had bad experience with that. Like, I mean, so yes, someone else, yeah,
definitely. I, for example, in this trainee program, you do like ridiculous tasks, like go and bring some coffee and clean like places you don't have to clean, like remove when a bird shits on a car, you have to remove it and everything. Yeah, and I hated that shit.
That's a life changing. I would say that's a life changing experience. You know, like once. It's all right. Yeah. Right? I worked in the factory as well. Like we had to clean the fucking toilets as well. So it's like I totally understand your motivation to do well for yourself. Man, that's awesome. Like, but I mean, like, on the serious side, like, I mean, that is, I think that those are type of experiences that change you, right? Like, if you don't have those type of experiences and you kind of like in this like middle ground, I mean, everything's like, it's not ideal, but it's also like doesn't hurt. You know, and it's not as painful, right? Like then you like, so I think there's like, I mean, like there's different like extremes in life, right? But if you kind of like turn on like in the middle, right, where it's like not too bad, but also like not ideal spot, but it's like comfort. It's like a comfort zone, right?
Yes,
like,
definitely. So,
but I mean, that stuff that you experienced, I mean, wasn't necessarily comfortable, but so that turned into your like internal like engine and your internal like fire that drives you.
Yeah, 100%. I just like hated it, like overall how they operated the business. They made like, you know, I was a trainee, so but I, in my opinion, I would have like run the business better than my boss did. He did like so many mistakes, and I hated it, like waking up, going there. I had like good working times, you know. I could wake up at 9 a.m. start to work. Right now with my business, I wake up at 5 a.m. So it's like, it's a different drive, you know. It's a way different drive working for yourself.
You have this very nice thing behind you. So what it says, outwork your genetics, dubs, excuses, competition.
Yeah, man.
That's a good one, man. That's a good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, you have to remind yourself.
That's good. So, okay, so with e-commerce, right? So you started with that, like, so did you have like success from day one? Like what happened? Like how much time it took you to get like some some good numbers?
So it depends what good numbers, what are good
let's
numbers
say, like,
for you.
1,000 consistent, like $3,000, let's say $100,000 per month.
Oh, it took like, I would say 4 months to hit like this goal, but it wasn't consistent. It was like up and down. So it was like, if I have a winner, I'm making money. If the winner dies out, I'm losing money. With the first product, so I started in Q4, October, just like I told you. I had like one product and I scaled it in 3 months. I scaled it to 50K overall over 3 months. So nothing crazy. And in January, I found like another product. This was like my first winner and I scaled it to 100K. But at this, after I scaled it, I got like my first PayPal hold and everything crashed after that. So I had like 50% holds of all the revenue, which went through PayPal, like 50%. And they held it for 60 days. So I was like completely fucked. And this whole year, like 2020, was like pretty trashy for me. I didn't make like any significant revenue. I was like a 20K, 50K. So my whole business was based on finding winners. And when I found a winner, I made money. And I wasn't able to like make products work with like the good marketing, good creatives and everything. It was just based on pure luck.
which is like pretty much how 99% of people still approach like dropshipping, right? Like, and let's test these like 50 products, 100 products, let's find like one winner. And let just like, and then like, if it works for some time, let's make like $200,000-$300,000 in 2 months, then it goes to shit. And then you're looking for another winner. And then like, so what changed? Okay, so you said that you've been doing that approach that is not the most sustainable approach. What has changed for you? Kind of like, is that like a mindset, like about, like, you know, or it's like, or is like, just like you hit the product that just has more potential. You think what changed for you?
So the biggest thing is why it didn't work out at the beginning. I think it was, I didn't have like any goals. It was just about making money, enough money to live from it. I wanted to be free and I accomplished it pretty fast, but there were no goals. Like, I need to hit 10K per day. I need to hit 20K per day. And this went on for a pretty long time because I think I've joined your program in July, I guess, July this year. So all this time, the whole 2020, and to July, my whole business was like this every time. 1 month I'm making 300K per month. The next month I'm doing 50K and 80K. And then when I joined your program, your mindset completely changed because you're surrounded with people which have goals, ambitions, and they're pushing yourself. And that's like, I think that's like the biggest thing, like the mindset. I know that I'm able to achieve those numbers. When like my mindset changed, pretty much everything changed. For example, like I joined in July and in July and August, like in August, I did like 100K overall revenue in August this year. And
how much you did in August?
In August, I've made 100K in revenue. Okay. Euro. Yeah, this was August. But then like, I've been talking to a lot of people in your program. There was like one thing in my opinion, which changed everything completely. I think you definitely know Lin and Nadav, great guys. And I've watched the interview from you guys where they visit you in Miami.
Yeah.
And they were talking like about the joint pretty much the same time as me in July. And they were doing like 800K and I was doing like 100K. And I was just thinking, man, I'm a fucking disappointment. What the fuck am I doing wrong? Like they were talking about building structures and hiring people. And I was thinking about which CBO lookalike 1% I have to launch to increase my profit by 1%, you know, complete garbage. Yeah, and then everything changed pretty much. I just did more of what works. And this, for me, this was like one product stores in the European market. And I just grinded, tested products like with a good structure. From then on, I just like kept the momentum going. Before that, like before I was like in this program in your community, when you hit like 10K per day and you're living like in a small village like I do, and you're like the only business owner and everybody of your friends is just like employed normally, you're like the greatest guy. You're doing 10K per day. You're the biggest here in your community. But when you're surrounded like with a lot of guys which are doing like 30K, 50K, 100K, you can't like chill out. You have to push even harder because like you want to be like one of them. You want to connect. You want to be one of the best. Yeah, and that's like pretty much how I went there.
I think that's our CEO as well. So that's awesome. And I see that from a lot of people, like they kind of like getting lost in these like very like small, like minutiae, like tactics. And it's like CBO, ABO, expanded targeting, or like do tests with like $15 a day, or do tests with like $21 and 38 cents a day. And then like wake up at 2:59 in the morning, and then you turn off your ads. And then like you wake up in 21 minutes after that, you know,
I was like that. 100%.
All right. So, but it's also, I think what it takes is like, it takes the competitive spirit, man, because, you know, so I think a lot of people, like they would look at that. I mean, they would even look at these like successful people and they would think like, oh, okay. I mean, it's good for these guys because they're like from this family, they're from this country. I used to think it this way about like, oh, I mean, this guy has done it because he was born in this country, or like his parents has done this, you know? So kind of like you making up, I used to do that. Like, you're making up the excuses for like why like why it's working for them. But the moment you start stop making excuses and you like truly believe and that like competitive spirit, like fuck, you know, I want to be like, I want to perform, you know, like yes. these people, right? Like this. And so the moment that decision is made, I think like is like fucking game over. You're looking for solutions and you find them. So how is you drop shipping? You drop shipping from China?
Yes, I do.
How is Facebook treating you?
Sometimes better. At the moment, it's pretty good, to be honest, because we really want to try like sell compliant products. But sometimes this was like also one problem I had before. When I got banned, yeah. It was game over. I had like one product. It's doing like all my revenue and I'm happy. Everything's good. And like one day you wake up on Facebook. Yeah, had a bad time and you got banned for no particular reason. And then everything was done. But right now, even if something gets banned, it's up one day later. So we don't have like any problems. We have like every structure in place. We're set up. We have like every account we need. We have backups. We don't want to rely on them.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have a safety net.
So do you sell like, okay, so what's your feedback score on Facebook right now?
So since we have like multiple stores, we definitely have like multiple feedback scores for our brand, which we're selling to T4 market. We're having like on average 4.5 to 4.9 feedback score. So it's really good. For the European countries, I've noticed that it's a lot less sometimes, but still on average, we are like at 3.5 to 3.9. That's like our average feedback score.
For European, right? Because like, so what people like more kind of like demanding in Europe, you said?
Yeah, since like I live in Europe, I live in Germany, it is like way different than the US market because it's pretty much everything's the same. The shipping times to US and Germany are pretty much the same. The product quality is the same. But when you would compare like those countries, in my opinion, like the European market is like way more demanding. You need like way more customer support. They open like cases way faster and everything. For us, T4, it's super chill.
Wow, that's crazy. That's an interesting perspective. So basically So you find US market kind of like easier to operate in?
Yeah, when it comes to customer support and everything, way easier. It's like so easy when you want to, like when a customer wants to refund, for example, you offer them like 50%. They're cool with that. No problem. They're happy. Everything's fine. In Germany, nah, that's like, it's complete different, man. Yeah.
So people would say like, no, I want like fully, right?
Yeah.
Like,
or... yeah. For example, I don't like the product. I want like a full refund and I want the product. And if you want the product back, you have to pay for the shipping, something like that.
Wow, that's interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that. And you said exactly same product that you ship to US market, exactly same product sent to German market, and you get such a different kind of maybe it's like the suppliers sending different quality products to different countries, or you think it's all the same? It's all like it's like identical.
I think it's identical because we sometimes still test them. So I trust my supplier like a lot. And I really don't have to control him every time. But once in a while, we do like test the quality of the products. It is decent, like overall good quality of products. I think you need to have it because you don't want your pages to get shut down because like of poor product quality.
Yeah. So you're shipping from China. Your feedback score is like 4.4. You said 4.5, you know, on those like stores. So as it is, like, it's like, I mean, a lot of people have these issues like with low feedback score or like with pages getting shut down. It's like, I mean, first of all, you need to sell like compliant products, right? And second, yes. you need to be like just like, I mean, good quality product. The thing is mandatory, like past like packaging. Is your custom? Do you have a custom packaging?
Right now, no. But we're in the process of getting. So we don't even have like custom packaging, and our customer feedback score is still this high.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but we're like ordering the packaging right now, so it will be there like in 1 or 2 weeks.
That's awesome. Hey guys, people have been asking me how we scale to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook. And we have a very sophisticated solution for this that I want to share with you, but it's just like too valuable to give away for free. So if you guys want this solution, just book a call with one of my team members and we'll show you exactly what it is and how it works. And we'll see if that's a good fit for you and for your business. So just book a call with my team member.
we share it with you so you can scale your business to multiple six figures or even seven figures per month without getting shut down on Facebook, without having inconsistency and with high profitability. So just book a call with my team and I'll see you there.
So, and before, like before, did you have issues like with Facebook? Before you kind of like changed your approach, like did you have issues like with pages, with like ad accounts and stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I had like a lot of problems because I just wanted to make money. And at the beginning, I really didn't care much about the customer experience. I just saw the money in the front end. And this was like everything I wanted because I made the sale, I made the money, everything is good. But we didn't have like any focus on the customer support, on the product quality. It really didn't matter. All I was seeing was the profit. Yeah, mm-hmm. And it hurt the business like a lot. Like good products, which got shut down multiple times. And it hurts the process overall.
Right, like I've noticed this is very interesting. Like this is very interesting point. You said that when you were focusing on money, like first of all, that's like number one, the actual business was not, you know, I think there is something to it, you know, because I was thinking this is bullshit, you know, because like, you know, obviously you're in business to make money. Like why the fuck you would be in business, right? But
yeah.
I think there is something to like, okay, so if you focus like on something that like truly like creates value or like changes like lives in some way, like in some positive way, if you just like take care of that, then the money comes, you know, as a natural like byproduct.
Yes, that's what we are focusing on right now. So when you bring value, you have like less customer support, you have everything's easier, pretty much. Everything's easier.
Yeah, that's such a good perspective. In terms of the like, so PayPal, do you currently use PayPal?
Yes, we do.
With 50% reserves?
No, they lowered the reserves. They're still pretty high. They're at 30%, but it's okay. In the US, a lot of people don't even use like PayPal. I've known they pretty heavy on credit cards. Okay. And on Germany, when you have like Klarna credit card, and for some products, Amazon Pay works really, really great. And this takes like a lot of momentum out of PayPal. Yeah, I still have like pretty big holds, but it's all good. So we don't have like any cash flow issues at the moment.
That's cool. And also, one of the things you mentioned today on a call that you have a credit card, like the 150 max.
Yes. So 150K. Of credit card limit I have on my American Express. Yeah,
that's nice. And so like the how did you get to that point? Like did you like use a lot of their cards to increase that limit?
I did spend, you know, pretty much like everything on this credit card. You have like a possibility when you're a client, this is just like for Germany, I don't know how it's in the US, you can send them like your bank documents. So they see like that you have money, so you're liquid. If anything happened, they could take the money from you. Like your last 3 months, just all your bank details from the last 3 months, how much you made and everything. And then they increase it to 150K. And that's like, that's the maximum amount. You can't get more than that.
That's not, I mean, 150 is still good, right? Do you use it a lot?
Yes, we do. We do use it a lot, just not, like to have like
have
cash.
Points, right? Like now you have a bunch of points that you can travel anywhere.
Yeah, I do have like a lot of points, but I've never used them, to be honest. I just like have like more than a million points. Like they're getting more and more, but I've never used them. I've never like really traveled anywhere. Just focused on the work to build like my company.
We're so similar. We're so similar. I see myself in you. Like really, it's like crazy, like workhorse, like mentalities, like just fucking.
Thanks, like, man. That means a lot to me.
It's good and bad, you know. I think it's good and bad. On one side, it's like, I don't know, like I still haven't learned how to like properly like relax, you know what I mean?
Same for me. 100% same for me. I don't know. And I get like a lot of complaints from family and friends that I'm only working. But yeah, it's work is just life for me. I enjoy it. Like I really do enjoy it.
I found like just like one thing like that like helps me like with I think generally like this approach, I don't know. It's like, I don't know if it's like sustainable. Like if you can, like, I think if you start, like if you add, for example, so I added for myself, for example, the training sessions, you know, with my trainer, like 3 times a week. So that helped. Then the massage, you know, the cryotherapy. So kind of like obviously working, but then also like finding that, like, I mean, it's not balance, but it's like, it's kind of like were you not sacrificing other things too much? You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And, you know, and so also the stress part of it. I think now that you told me, like, you have some capital now, so maybe there's like, but initially it's like, you know, so especially people like starting their first like projects, they're so stressed. Like Facebook has not performing. They're like, they're fucking like, you know, it's like it adds so much stress to life.
Yes.
That it's like,
yes.
And stress, I found that stress itself is like so, man, that's so painful. Like, I mean, because I've did this like to myself until like I had about like 1 month ago, I had a breakdown. Like, fuck, man, I was just constantly living in this like state of stress where it's like, you know, this kind of like when you're pushing yourself and like you're thinking about your competition because you want to like overachieve them, right? But at the same time, I think this type of personality is very, it's like a blessing and it's a curse. Where it's
definitely.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, does it make sense?
I had like a lot of, that's the thing, like I had like so many breakdowns in this journey. I had like more problems when I did like less money. For example, last year, the same time, October, like last year, it was so bad. Like everybody was making money, but Facebook banned like pretty much every of my stores, my pages. I didn't know what to do. And I had to pay for everything. I was losing money. And Q4, everybody's like printing dollars. And I was the loser, man. It was horrible. It was so horrible. I had like so much stress, but you have to like just push harder. And of course you have to like treat your health just like you're doing it. I am going to the gym for your fitness, overall well-being. You have to do something outside work, but mm-hmm. still like I'm always thinking. Sometimes even you go to sleep. Usually I go to sleep at 10 p.m. because I wake up pretty early. But sometimes
you're German. I mean, you're like, everything must be precise. Everything.
I try my best, man. That's the thing. But sometimes you just can't sleep. And it happens a lot that like at 2 a.m. I wake up and I have a whiteboard here and just like I have an idea and I write it down. Because if I don't write it down, I can't sleep. It's like,
yeah.
I'm consistently thinking about the work, like every time.
That's the way that's the way, like, man, like it's like 1%. I think that's like 1%, you know? But it's like, I mean, the same way, okay, so you obsess about your business, right? Some people obsess about fucking Lambos, you know?
Yes.
Some people obsess about like how they look on Instagram. Some people obsess about some like, you know, some other stuff that probably makes them happy, you know? So if that makes you happy, I mean, that's the most important thing, I guess.
That's the thing, yeah. You have to do what makes you happy, like in the long run. Of course, life gets hard, even with the things that make you happy. But that's like the thing I always tell like other friends. You don't have to become like a business owner. You don't have to do it. Just do what makes you happy. And for me, it's like building an empire. Be like the best version of yourself. Like I already told you that on our call before that. I want to build like a massive, massive company, something which will be there after like I'm gone. That's like what I want to do. And for that, I'm pushing like every day.
Wow, man, that's a massive, I think that's a massive like why, you know, reason why you do stuff on a daily basis. Because like then you face like some little challenges. I mean, what are those like little challenges like, you know, compared to this like big mission that you're on, right? Doesn't fucking matter. Like, so
it's always the thing, like you have to zoom out. You already explained it. You have to zoom out. Like when in doubt, zoom out. So when you have like this wall in front of you, you don't know how to fix it. But in the long run, it's just like a small little problem, which means nothing to you in a couple of years.
Right, and I've noticed like, fuck, like every problem is like, if you're looking like backwards, like it's a fucking, like it's a blessing. Every fucking problem, you know?
Yeah, yeah, like 100%.
Something doesn't work for you, and then like, initially you might be stressing out and finding the solution, but then looking backwards, fuck, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't meet this person. And I wouldn't do this stuff, right? And then, you know, like it wouldn't turn out here. So, and especially for entrepreneurs, that's just like the that's a life, you know? It's like, if there was no problems, I mean, who would buy shit? Like,
yeah,
people buy stuff because there's some problems. So they have some problems. Now it's like, it's our job, like to figure out how to sell them the solution.
Yeah.
So that's interesting, man. Like, what is kind of like, what is your day looking like? Like, so for example, like you said, you go to the gym, like how do you kind of like, how do you like, so for example, right? Like your life right now at this stage, like, so you're doing 35, let's say 35K a day. like, so your life, your schedule, what you do on a daily basis, how is it different from, let's say, like last Q4 or before that? Like, what, where do you think like you've made some, because pretty much like your business is a sum, it's a combination of all of the decisions you make, right? Like on a daily basis, right? So what kind of like things you do, what decisions you make on a daily basis that you think kind of like contributed to where you are now?
So before that, like, for example, like last Q4, I woke up whenever I wanted to. I had like, I just slept in to 1, 2 p.m., doesn't matter. I was awake, binge watching Netflix and everything. I did nothing. So I'm not saying you have to wake up at 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's like what makes me successful. But I have like a strict day plan. I have always wake up at the same time, always. Doesn't matter if it's Monday or Sunday. It's always 5 a.m. Actually, it's 5:20, to be honest. It's like then I, yeah.
It's like, actually, it's like 5:20 and 30 seconds.
Another thing is like I hired people. So before that, I was like on my own. I did like everything on my own because I don't know if I was scared or not smart enough. I just recently, just like two months ago.
It's not that you were like scared or like smart. I mean, like you are smart. It's like, it's just like you didn't have trust. Like, you know,
yes.
It's like you might not have capital, but even with the capital, I think we massively underhired, like with the capital, like resources we have, like in our business, like we said, hiring is like, you know, it's like one of those, mm-hmm. like not like, but hiring at some stage is like number one fucking thing. It's like, there is nothing, I mean, like, so it's not, I think that's just natural progression you've been through, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, this was like also one big difference. So no employees, everything on my own. It's like now we are having like five employees at the moment.
With five employees, people.
What did you say?
These are good numbers you're doing with five people on your team.
Yeah, because I hire really slow. Of course, I can't like make it work every time. But I read a book from Ray Dalio called Principles. And he said, you always hire for values, abilities, and then skills. So I always look at the values of the person. Mm-hmm. And then values, like...
abilities,
yeah. Yeah, values is like how they think about life, about business, about money, everything, like the working attitude. Then abilities is just like simple. Are they able to operate a computer or something like that? And then the skills, we can teach them the skills. This is like how I structure them. For example, my media buyer, he's one of my best friends. Before he worked for me, he was like, what do you say, electrician. So he did like cables for lamps and everything. Nice. He didn't do like media buying before that, but I knew his values. I know he's like a super great guy. He has a great working attitude and I know what he wanted from life. So we onboarded him. I did like a crash course, like 4 weeks straight up teaching him ads. And I haven't looked at my ads for 2 weeks and he's managing like a lot of budget. And yeah, and we're doing like the best numbers.
That's my boy. Yeah. That's my boy.
How much we're paying them? It's like one, like a small amount, like 1K euro. That's like the fix. Okay. And then obviously we pay on performance.
Okay, nice.
I talked with Sari about that. He did like pretty good structure for me. So we're paying on ROAS, on target ROAS, and then he gets like a percentage of the ad spend. Just for example, if he hits like a 2 ROAS, he gets like 1% of the ad spend. If he goes like at 3 ROAS, he gets like 3% of the ad spend. So that's like when he pushes hard, because you know it's pretty hard to hit like 3x ROAS on like high scale. But if he managed to do that, I'm willing to give him like 3% of the ad spend. And if he's below 2x, he gets nothing because that's like...
Do you give them the percentage of the ROAS from like Facebook specifically or overall like blended ROAS? Like how much you spend on marketing and how much is revenue?
What he does on Facebook, of course, we do like some email marketing. We deduct that because that's like not what he, only what he's generating through Facebook.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what he's getting paid. Yeah.
So how is he? Is he doing well, like for himself? Like he's making some good money?
Yeah, that's the thing. He's like super independent. I don't I have to rarely check on him. He asks a lot. He's improving every day. He does like more than I ever did to the company. And he's doing great. Like he's doing this. Like
how much time? So how much time is he working for you? Like with you? Like how, when you hired him?
I hired him on mid-September, something like that.
Yeah. 1 month.
Yeah, he's pushing hard. That's like the thing. That's why I say I love his values. He was still working at his old company where he has to go to construction sites and everything. He started at 7 a.m., but he woke up at 5 with me, looked at the ads before even getting paid. So before his work started, he did ads with me to learn them. And then he switched and working full time for me now.
How much he was making at an electrician position?
I think like 1.8k
in Germany.
Month. Yeah.
People like that, these are type of salaries you can pay in Germany, like so low.
Yeah, you can pay even less. Like when you work like at a supermarket, like simple, I don't know, cashier. Yeah, you get like 1.3k.
Holy shit!
Yeah, that's a thing.
Everyone's like making like 3-4 thousand minimum.
No, man, that's everybody thinking that about Germany, but that's not the truth, man.
Hey, we're starting hiring Germany.
You don't want to do business in Germany, man.
No, I mean, we have amazing people, but we have amazing people there, right? Not necessarily doing business, but like in terms of like people, I think you guys have like some. Because of the structure, I think because of this like structure, you know, I think there's something to it, like that, you know, the process, like that's amazing. Mm-hmm. So guys, see what he did, like taking the guy who's like was an electrician and turning them into media buyers. We're launching a new course, like how to turn like any electrician or nurse into a media buyer in like how much?
I think 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. Yeah.
Anyway, guaranteed. No guarantees.
Yeah. Buy my course, man. Buy my course.
Nothing in life is guaranteed, man. Like
that's the thing. Yeah.
Wow, man. That's awesome. So that was like, I mean, I can imagine that was probably very fucking like for a business that I mean quite dependent on the advertising. Just taking that out off your plate is like it's probably been like quite impactful.
It was scary. It was like really scary because I managed all my ads like for years, every day. I didn't miss one day managing my ad. And then like giving it to somebody else. Yeah, it was quite the experience, but man, he's pushing hard. Like I'm so happy that I have him in my team. Like, that's like the thing. Also one thing Ray Dalio said, only hire people you can imagine working with 10 years from now. And I can definitely work with this guy 10, 20 years from now.
That's a good point. So how do you want to expand from here? Do you want to like just make more of these like one product stores? Kind of like expand to some like to in Europe, expand in the United States. How are you seeing what's your vision from here?
So my long-term vision is like the US market, not especially the US, like T4 market. I really like the market, but it is way, way more difficult in my opinion, way more competitive. For example, like my European stores, it's simple product page, debut theme, that's it. And it's working great. And we can take like pretty much every winner you guys have in the US market. We duplicate it to Germany. We translate it. Like I like love to use like my own content and it's worked. It's working. So the European market, it's just for cash flow right now. I just want to make as much cash as I possibly can. And with this money, I really want to build like something big in the T4 market. But I think I can definitely milk the European market way harder than I'm doing it right now. So I think it's definitely possible to, when you only sell in Europe, to hit like 50, 60K or even higher, like only Europe.
Yeah,
that's where we want to go in the next 1 or 2 months. I think that's definitely possible to hit like, my goal was 50K, to reach 50K, but we talked about it and you said to me, set your goals higher. I've written it down. So yeah. I think our goal needs to be 100K. And I really want to push that. And I think I'm able to do it in the European market. Yeah, and from then on, building brands, just like I told you, I want to build something with value.
Do you want to be like, do you see like one of the brands that you can just focus on? Or do you want to see build a portfolio of brands?
Definitely a portfolio. I was always the guy, I think you see it in my structure. I had never like one thing, only one thing running. I like to diversify. I like to hit like not too many niches, but like just like you're doing it. You don't have like one brand. You have you have like many brands, different niches, because like every niche performs like a different way with different situations. And that's like what I want to do. Like building like a big e-commerce brand portfolio, which you can sell later on.
Yeah, that's awesome. And what would be your advice? And I mean, and you're on our calls, you know, and like there's some people doing better numbers. There's some people that like smaller numbers. So what would you recommend like to people that are like not doing, like not kind of like cannot figure it out, or like let's say doing like $1,000 a day cannot break through, or like, you know, kind of like trying to get to that next level but cannot? What would be your advice to them?
Definitely the thing which helped me the most is connecting with the right people. So you already have, when you're in your program, in the ESS program, you already have like all the resources you need. You're giving them like all these structures for creating ads and everything. It's like great. But the thing is, what I didn't do was connecting to people. I was in the program in the first month. I was just listening what everybody's telling, but I didn't reach out to anybody because I was scared and I didn't want to bother anybody. I was thinking, they have like their own problems and everything. I didn't reach out to anybody. But one thing I really noticed is that your network is your net worth, and that's like facts. And if you don't reach out, the things you as a small guy, we're doing like even less than 100, 1K per day, you can help out like bigger guys. Just connect with them. I have like guys from the S program, ESS program, which are doing like $200 per day, which helped me out with specific things, with specific structures. And so, for example, Lin and Nadav, like I really love those guys. They helped me out when I was doing like 3-5K per day, and they were like at 800K because we connected. I tried to give them value because they're selling in T4 market. I was selling in Europe, and I know, okay, maybe they have like a couple of questions about the European market, and we connected. And that's the thing with your network, with the program you built, Alex, everybody is like-minded. Everybody wants to grow. Everybody wants to help each other. I connected with so many amazing people. I can't even name them all because they're like so many great guys. And that's the thing, connect with people, doesn't matter which stage they are, above you, lower than you, the same level as you, just connect, hop on a call with them, like really be proactive. You can't just sit there and like wait and think like something magical will happen and your life will change. You're like the main character of your life, and you have to take action. If you don't take action, nothing will happen. I think this has to be clear, and somebody after this call will join the program. It's not a magic pill. Definitely not. You have to put in the work. If you don't put in, nothing will happen. Yeah. Literally nothing. Yeah.
That's such a good point, man. That's such a good point.
I want to connect mastermind and network with 6, 7, 8-figure entrepreneurs. Join our free community on Facebook, which is called Brand Hypergrowth. It's for only entrepreneurs who are already doing at least $30,000 or more in sales per month and want to go to 7, 8 figures. So you can connect, you can network, you can mastermind, you can exchange insights and value with these guys and take your business to the next level. So there should be a link in the description. Make sure you join today.
It's like, I think it's like the society is like so you're like living your life, and especially if like you haven't taken like a lot of responsibility, you might always be like waiting for like someone to hand you like, you know, to hand you like the outcome, right? And it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, and you, as you said, like joining like the program, like, oh, I'm buying the masterminds, you know, like some of like $30,000, $50,000. I mean, there's one that I'll probably join like at 100 or 120, like 100, 120. So, and it's like, I mean, I know that it's up to me. Like, it's like, I mean, but because like, if you don't do it, like no one will do it for you. It's like, and with anything, it's if you're given, like, for example, right, in the program, I mean, everyone has access to some resource, you know, to same resources, you know, some people doing like, you know, $3 million a month. Like some people doing like 100,000, some people doing like 1,000, you know, like exactly same resources. And that's very, like, for me, that's so fascinating. And I was thinking, like, you want to help everyone, right? I want to help everyone. It's like, I think that's, like, oftentimes, even, like, as you said, going out and asking for that help, you know, when you need it, when you know you need it, like, you're stuck, let's say you're, like, some level for some time, and you're not asking for it. It kind of like goes and like, you have to break some beliefs in your own mind that that you previously had, right? Because everything you do or don't do is based on some type of belief.
Yeah, that's the thing. You just have to move on. And for you, Alex, you can't help everybody. You're doing like a great, I already told you that a couple of times with your program. It was life-changing to me, and I'm not even kidding completely. It's still unbelievable sometimes to think about it, how everything changed, but still,
and
guys.
Like, and it's like for guys like you, like, just gotta establish higher goals now, you know? It's like, hey, all right, so I'm here. Now this is the starting point, like, boom, like, just fucking go for it. Like, because that will be like, I think, like, you know, so people say like, oh, I've done this and this didn't work out, or like, I spent this much like testing this product, didn't work out, or like, I mean, fuck, like the biggest, like, or like, I hired this person and didn't work out, you know? It's like, obviously you want to minimize those mistakes, but it's like, at the same time, like, those are the things that like make you, like, if you didn't have that experience, you wouldn't do that thing. And, you know, it's like, now it's like leading to this, now it's leading to this. And so, and I think the biggest one that's like, so people start saying, okay, so what is like the, like, for example, when you analyze your business, okay, so this year we spent this much on this year, like when you have your like P&L sheets, right? Mm-hmm. So at the same time, it's like, okay, so, okay, we made like, let's say $1 million this year. What we could have made, you know, what we could have made is oftentimes the biggest loss. Like, I mean, not the loss, but like, you know what I mean? The opportunity, yeah. Like that, like, okay, so what we haven't utilized. And so oftentimes it's like hiring a person with experience that's not cheap, or yes, like, or like joining like the mastermind that is not fucking cheap. And mm-hmm. So it's like mastermind $50,000. Okay, fine. Like make it fucking work for yourself. Like that mastermind be maybe like $1 million in extra profit, yeah, this year. If you do it right. Like, but if you don't do it, if you're just like, as you said, like with that job, you were like fucking out of comfort because it was so uncomfortable. But if you're like, if you're living this in the middle, I mean, you'll have a decent life, but it's like, you mm-hmm. know, it's,
yeah.
And then you die and then you put you in a box and that's it. And that's like,
yeah, that's the thing.
Like, thanks of you. Like, so yeah, that's interesting, man. Like I'm like, you know, you guys are so awesome. And like, I like to, if like, just set big fucking goals, man. Like, set big goals. That's the biggest, like, I think that's for myself also, like, I'm thinking back, like, and it's fact. It's like, it's always been the goals. Like, because we have type of personality, you know what I mean? Like, fuck, if you have a goal, like, if you have a goal and if you believe that that's like attainable goal, you just fucking go after it. Like, yeah. You go like, you just like, you grind it until you get it, right? So getting yourself,
you do everything for that, yeah, man.
Establishing it high and then like making it believable. And I think like also like what it makes, like, so you joined the community and it made you fucking believe. It mm-hmm. made you believe that it is attainable. Oh, these guys are not like that smarter than me, you know?
Yes, that's, you know, what I'm always thinking, like, all the time.
Yeah, because I mean, no one is like, I mean, who's fucking smart? I mean, Einstein was smart, but I mean, yes. He wasn't even like a bit, like, I mean, what's smart even? Like, it's all even, but once you believe it, right, it's like, that's it, game fucking over.
That's the thing. Once you believe it, your life changes forever.
Yeah.
And yeah. But you have to believe, man.
Cool. All right, my man. So good chatting with you. And
yeah, I really enjoyed it.
And I'm looking forward, like, I see you like, fuck, absolutely destroying it. And yeah, man, I'm looking forward to, you know, seeing your next moves, like next like big fucking things that you do from your side, because, you know, what you've done is like, it's, yeah, I told you, like, it's like top 1%, right? But it's like, okay, now it's like getting to top 1% of 1%. All right. Yes, so now, it's a new challenge, right? Now it's your starting point. And
yeah, 100%, man. I will get there. I won't disappoint you.
I know. Cool. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me, man. I know it's like 10 p.m.
All good. Yes, it's 10 p.m., but thank you so much.
You go sleep at 10, so it's like already like 7 minutes.
Yeah, but no problem. I would just have to sleep right now. All good.
Cool. All right, Vladislav. Thank you. How do people connect with you? We'll drop your like Instagram.
Yeah, you can drop my, I will send you my Instagram through Skype. Okay. You can just edit there and just connect. Okay. Everybody message me. I'm there to help you out.
Okay. Cool. Perfect. Guys, thank you. much. Thank you so much for watching. If you want to connect with Vladislav, just connect with him below. And man, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Hey, thank you for listening to my podcast. Now, if you're looking for help scaling your e-commerce business or advertising campaigns on Facebook and other platforms, then I want to invite you for a free strategy session. We help entrepreneurs scale from 6 figures to 7 figures and even to 8 figures with their e-commerce businesses. So if that's what you're looking for, then I want to invite you. There should be a link somewhere here so you can apply for a free strategy call and we'll see how we can help you out.